Hello and welcome to Food Neighbourhoods on Monocle 24. I am Markus Hippi. All cities have areas the locals love for their food and drink offerings, and in this series we get to know these places. This week we are travelling to the western end of the Trans-Canada Highway to Tofino, British Columbia. This fishing and surfer village of 1,800 year-round residents has become a food destination, famous for fresh, wild and adventurous restaurants that challenge the status quo. Our guide is Tina Windsor, owner at Tofino's Picnic Charcuterie, and she took contributor Darren Steinke on a tour of this emerging gastronomic port of call.
We've just walked into Kuma and it's walk-ins only. What's special about Kuma?
My favorite thing about Kuma is that their menu is different from everybody else in every way. It's Japanese comfort food. When it's raining out, there might not be anything better than Japanese comfort food as far as the flavors are concerned. There's very few other kinds of food as far as cuisines are concerned that suit this landscape and this food shed as well, as far as the use of everything from apple to fish, other kinds of seafood, wild harvested ingredients like mushrooms, seaweed, that's all involved in Japanese cuisine, and so it's incredibly well suited to the place.
So we're sitting here at the bar in Kuma, and I wonder, as we just sort of cast our eye over the menu, what would you recommend for the first timer?
I highly recommend, we call them the fish donuts, and it's a deep fried shrimp fritter, and it's extraordinary. The ramen is also, as a main, really hard to beat. They have this way of marinating the hard-boiled eggs that will just absolutely blow your mind. There's a carryover, which is called the Bear Tuna, and it's a tuna tartare, and it's tip of the hat to what the old restaurant before there was, and it was so popular there that it's continued to be popular. They've got a wonderful snapper on the menu right now as well, which is fantastic.
Well, I must say I am intrigued by the fish donuts, and those are certainly something I'm going to try. Thank you. And why don't we just head outside now and just up the street to Wolf in the Fog.
We've found ourselves at the corner of 4th and Campbell Street at Wolf in the Fog. Chef Nick Nutting is the head chef here, and he is known for his absolute creativity when it comes to using local ingredients, using wild ingredients, using seasonal ingredients. He'll try something and he'll bring it back here. So the menu's got some staples for sure that people come back for. They've got rotating dailies, and it's always really exciting eating here. And same with the bar program that's managed by his wife Haley. She does an extraordinary job creating classic cocktails that, like the Cedar Sour, that people have come back for weekend after weekend since they opened, but also keeping it fresh and keeping it exciting. And I always recommend people go there for cocktails when they come and ask me.
What makes a cocktail taste like a Tofino or a Wolf in the Fog cocktail, do you think?
It has to taste like the forest or the sea in order for it to taste like Tofino. And the Cedar Sour is no exception. They actually take cedar wood shavings from a guy who makes cedar furniture up on Industrial Way, and they infuse that into their liquors that they use. They garnish it with these wonderful maraschino cherries, the real kind, you know, not the bright kind, the dark kind. And so they pay attention to those kinds of details, and I think that also reflects this place in a different kind of way, maybe not in the flavor, but in the feeling. She also uses a lot of other local ingredients, be it spruce tips or wild harvested kelp.
Yeah, certainly the wild ingredients that I've been tasting over the last couple of days while I've been up here have been used in a very interesting way, and not in an overpowering or sort of kitschy way, but certainly it enhances the flavor of much of the food that I've been eating. Great, so why don't we move on from here and head to your place called Picnic Charcuterie. Just up the street on Industrial Way.
We are here on Industrial Way. It's the only industrial area of Tofino. We are all lumped together, light and heavy industrial. So you go up the way, we've got our lumberyard. But closer down at the bottom of the hill with me is the Coffee Roasting Company, Red Can Catering, Gourmet, as well as the Brewing Company. And so all of us kind of fall under the light industrial zoning, and we all receive large shipments, pallet loads of stuff. We all spew out, whether it's smoke or hoppy air, we're definitely an intoxicating zone. And specifically us, we're in the old public works building, so we're all in a series of old garages that are at this point, renovated plywood boxes. I decided to come to this zone partly because of not really knowing where else to put a smoker, but also because it was kind of in a zone where everybody had the same feeling of being producers, retailers. And even the cedar that's used for the cocktails at Wolf in the Fog is just up the street. Mm-hmm. So we're all makers on an industrial scale.
In general, what's maybe talk a little bit about what your staples are here, or what you really dig, like what's something that you think is really cool and people are giving you great feedback on.
We started just doing meat, and so we've had a couple staples since day one, including the kelp stout ham, which is a ham made with kelp stout from the brewery right across the street. Our pepperoni's never changed. We've had a couple of cured sausages, including the tofu no kiona, which is literally just an adaptation of fino kiona, which just means fennel sausage. And it's a really traditional Italian style, and it's fantastic. We have a couple of other products where we use local wild harvested ingredients, and we are on a seasonal rotation of them. So one of them is made with wild porcinis, another one is made with wild harvested kelp, and they're all ones that people really love. They all really like the stuff that's got a local flavor to it, which is really exciting. We source everything from BC, and we make everything in-house. We use the minimum amount of preservative that we have to. We use the minimum amount of salt, and we use all fresh herbs and spices. So we don't use any fillers either. So that's the thing. The nice thing is we appeal to a huge diversity of people, whether it's people who are conscious about health, whether it's people who are conscious about animal welfare, even vegetarians. A lot of vegetarians shop here because they can feel good about buying meat or cheese or whatever from us. So we started initially just doing meat, and then we expanded into cheese, and we've got some staples that people come back for over and over again, but we are slowly expanding our repertoire. We kind of can't help it. We're a bunch of creative people that we don't get bored, but let's just say we really enjoy getting creative.
You're right. It is a bit of an assault on the senses when you come into the industrial area, but for a different reason than perhaps we're used to. So you mentioned the hoppy air from the brewery and the coffee roasting that's also in the air. But as we walk in the door here, I can smell a different kind of smoke.
Brendan just lit the smoker. So that's our 100-pound sausage smoker from all the way from, I think it's from Illinois, actually. And he's loading it full of, pretty sure it's bacon, ham, turkey. All of our whole muscle cuts are going in today.
Yeah, I gotta say, it's marvelous. I'm getting a mix of smoke and bacon and maybe, you know, a little bit from the brewery and a little bit from the coffee roaster. It's great stuff. So now we're gonna head to our final destination. We'll go visit the surfers in Cox Bay at Long Beach Lodge, the Great Room. So Tina, talk a little bit about the Great Room and what Chef Ian Riddick is doing here what sort of stands out for you in terms of this place?
The Great Room excels in a couple of different things. They have things like the view. It's when people ask, where do you go and have a meal to watch the water and the surfers? It's an extraordinary location. And Chef Ian Riddick really does spend a lot of time sourcing local ingredients. He forages himself. He'll go and pick mushrooms. And so it's really nice to have someone who's actually out there. And it's nice to have chefs who buy from wild harvesters or from local farms, but he's also a man who actually gets out there and harvests it himself, which is really admirable. He's also really involved in doing different events, so he'll be the guy like bringing the seaweed dish to the seaweed course held at the aquarium. You know, he's that guy. As far as their dishes are concerned, they make a bangin' pizza, as well as they do have like rotating pasta specials, which are always really nice. It's those kind of classic dishes that are done really well, and they also have a really great bar program.
This has been episode number 60 of Food Neighborhoods. Our guides for Tofino, British Columbia were Tina Windsor and Monica Staring Steinke. For more food and drink stories, tune into the menu every Friday at 1900 London time. I am Marcus Hippin. Thank you for listening, and bye for now.